This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 7th. But I didn't know. Our reading comes from Leviticus chapter 4. If any member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, when they realize their guilt and the sin they have committed becomes known, they must bring as their offering for the sin they committed a female goat without defect. They are to lay their hand on the head of the sin offering and slaughter it at the place of the burnt offering. Then the priest is to take some of the blood with his finger and put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering and pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. They shall remove all the fat, just as the fat is removed from the fellowship offering, and the priest shall burn it on the altar as an aroma pleasing to the Lord. In this way, the priest will make atonement for them, and they will be forgiven. Rachel pulled John into her office to address his work performance. "Some of our clients have complained that you have come across as cold and unfriendly lately," she said. "If this doesn't change, we may have to evaluate your future with our company." She didn't know that John was going through a divorce and caring for his ailing mother. If she had known those things, she may have taken a gentler approach. Sometimes we can hurt our neighbor or grieve God without even realizing it. For example, we can make a comment that is racially insensitive. We can donate to a cause that we later learn is not worthy of support. We can hurt people with unkind remarks or act impatiently when we're frustrated and tired. And although we might like to plead ignorance, that doesn't mean we are not responsible for our actions. Yet God graciously provides the remedy, not only for our known sins, but also for the ones we aren't aware of. And today, we have what Israel did not have, a better priest who brings a better sacrifice. Jesus' death on the cross pays for all our sins, once for all. All of our hurtful words, sinful thoughts, and insensitive actions that have not measured up to God's standards are forgiven, even if we aren't aware of them. Pray with me. Lord, you see much more than we do, and yet your mercy is unfathomable. Thank you that in Jesus you remove our guilt so that we may be at peace with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.